Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars, in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, Being Blessed by the Cross.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross and follow me. For anyone who wants to save his life will lose it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. What then will a man gain if he wins the whole world and ruins his life? What is a man to offer in exchange for his life? The Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels. When he does, he will reward each one according to his behavior. I tell you solemnly, there are some of these standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming with his kingdom. The Gospel of the Lord. The curious thing about metaphors is that they don't begin as metaphors, they begin as reality. Something has to happen, something vivid, and something we often have experienced together. It's a real thing, a specific thing, which is then applied to more general ways of how we live our life. So we talk of stormy waters because sometimes there are storms at sea, or perhaps in a vast lake, and we experience this. And from that, we talk of our life as being like a boat far out at the sea. Point of fact, the English language has many metaphors which do begin with naval shipping experience that goes with the history of Britain as a series of islands. I think it also goes with the original colonies of the United States, which were seaboard colonies, very much dependent on the sea. So we talk about battening down the hatches. We talk about any port in a storm. We use words like mainstay, which is part of a ship, the main mast, to describe someone who's very important to sustain everybody else around them. Some of the metaphors we don't understand, but they go with a form of life. They go with the sort of life we have experienced and lived together. Now today's gospel uses a metaphor, take up your cross. And of course we know what that means because we know the reality of Christ. We have followed him, at least in our thoughts and in our understanding and what we've been taught for all these years through Christianity. He is the man who took up his cross. But we should remember that the disciples didn't know that at the time. Christ is using the metaphor before the reality has happened. Even if they understood the crucifixion, even if they understood that the Romans sometimes forced those who were to be executed to walk with their cross to the place of execution, they don't quite grasp that Christ is talking about himself. No, here the metaphor comes first, then the reality, reversing the usual position, the usual way that we understand what we're saying. So the cross is a great unveiling, and we can imagine the part of the horror of the disciples when Christ is arrested, sentenced to death, the realization that now this actuality is the meaning of the metaphor. But the whole metaphor isn't just take up your cross, it's take up your cross and follow me. Afterwards, with the risen Christ, with the coming of the Spirit, we then experience the cross in different ways. We understand that from the death of Christ, there is a key to all suffering, to all that we endure in this life. It's following Christ. But the cross itself isn't just any suffering. It's not just any hard things that happen to us. It's rather to do with our choices in life, and also about the blessings that Christ promises us. It's a terrible thought that everything we do in this life, when we come to the end of it, everything we have been on this earth will determine everything we ever will be. Our choices may seem like choices for a moment, a day, a period of time, but in reality they are eternal choices, forever choices. And that's why the cross becomes a choice, the great choice. But still, we have to know really what the cross means. We have to understand specifically why the cross itself is a way of life. A bit like the seafarers, the shipping people, people of the ocean. Our life is a cross. And the cross is the metaphor that it applies to so much of what we endure. And here I would suggest that the Beatitudes is a key to the metaphor of the cross. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That speaks of present reality, but the other Beatitudes are about the future. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be fed, filled. They will receive what they hunger and thirst for. And so on. The cross is the journey of the Beatitudes. The cross is that reality. It is, and therefore, the explanation of all life. What are we to be forever and ever? What is our eternal destiny? Well, the Beatitudes explain that, but the cross itself is the pathway between the beatitude, the blessing, and what is promised. Blessed are the poor in spirit, and because of the cross, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, but to come to the point where they will be comforted, they must carry their cross. Blessed are the merciful, but to receive mercy, you must carry the cross. And that's why the choices we make, even though many of them take us away from our eternal destiny, take us away from who we truly are, who we are to be, are not just any choice. The choice of the cross trumps other choices, particularly mercy. To be forgiving is to overcome many sins. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. And if we carry the cross in the spirit of mercy, not in the spirit of anger and blame and resentment, we will indeed find mercy, not just for ourselves, but for many in this world. So carry your cross. And remember, the cross is the shape of our life, the shape of all the blessings we receive, both in this life and in the life that has come, the life that is forever.